In baseball, Detroit beat Boston 3-0 yesterday. Doug Fister rebounded from a miserable start with 7 shutout innings for the Tigers. Elsewhere in the American League, Alex Rodriguez reached base twice while the Yankees put together an 8-run fourth to beat the White Sox 9-1. Minnesota passed Houston 10-6. Kansas City beat Seattle 3-1. Baltimore topped Cleveland 7-2. Oakland doubled up Texas 4-2, and the Angels won against Tampa Bay 11-2. In the National League, it was Atlanta over the Mets 13-5. Cincinnati beat St. Louis 7-2. Pittsburgh defeated Milwaukee 5-2. Miami edged ahead of the Cubs 4-3. San Diego 4, San Francisco 1. The Dodgers edged Colorado 10-8, and Washington fell to Philadelphia 3-2. In tennis, Roger Federer failed to reach the U.S. Open quarterfinals for the first time in a decade. The 7th-seeded Federer lost to number 19, Tommy Robredo, in the 4th round. In golf, Henrik Stenson won the Deutsche Bank Championship near Boston. Stenson closed with a 5-under par 66 and tied a tournament record with a 22-under total. In the NFL, wide receiver Victor Cruz appears to be a go for the New York Giants' season opener at Dallas. And the Patriots re-signed cornerback Marquise Cole and released offensive lineman Josh Klein. 64-year-old Diana Nyad became the first person to swim from Cuba to Florida without the help of a shark cage. CBS and Time Warner Cable ended their month-long dispute and resumed broadcast programming in millions of New York homes, ending a blackout of CBS channels that included CBS Sports Network. Finally, Strong Mandate won the Grade 1 Hopeful Stakes at Saratoga Racecourse for trainer D. Lucas under jockey Jose Ortiz, paying $1,660 to win. Jared Crowfoot, WAMC News.